This recording, Sri Lanka 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Sri Lanka, in a place called Nugay Goda, just outside Colombo. I lived in Sri Lanka for the first 20 years of my life. When I was around 15, my father came to my grandparents' place one day. I was watching TV at the time. And he said, "I applied to migrate to Australia and Canada." And by the time I was around 16, the Canadian application went through and we were accepted to move to Toronto. So we did move to Toronto when I was around 16. At the time, I was heavily involved in rugby in Sri Lanka and at my school, and which that was my dream. My dream was to play for my school team. The first 15 team. So my parents, my sister, and I moved to Toronto when I was around 16. But I said, "I want to come back to Sri Lanka and finish off my rugby and also my high school in Sri Lanka," which was very important to me at the time. I think that was one of the best things I ever done. It shaped my life a certain way, and there are no regrets in doing that. And during the time in Sri Lanka, I lived with my grandparents and my uncle, who were very dear to me and took care of me very, very well, like I was their own child.
Sri Lanka Mata, Upper Sri Lanka, Namo, 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 Namo Mata. Sundara Siribarani, Surandi Ati Sobamana Lanka. Danya Danaya Nikamal Palaturu Pirijaya Bhumiya Ramya. Apahata sapa siri seta sadhana jivana ye mata. Piliganu mena apa bhakti puja namo namo mata. Upper Sri Lanka, Namo, 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 Mata.